I used to freak out about hunger. I used to think that if I got hungry, the end of the world was going to happen, or that I was going to be miserable, or I couldn't function. I had a lot of thoughts about being hungry. And what I've learned over time is that it's not that big a deal to be hungry sometimes. People around the world do it all the damn time without choice. That's the stuff that I tell myself. So I'm like, probably not going to die. Probably not going to get pregnant. I know that ain't going to happen. And I can still operate at a high level even while being hungry. As long as I tell myself I can still operate at a high level and be hungry, as long as I tell myself, like, you know how we do think, feel, do inside your planner? The only thing that's going to happen for me is there's going to be hunger and I'm working. And then I'm going to have thoughts about it. And then I'm going to hit a -3. And at some point I'll hit a -4. And I'm going to have thoughts about it, just like you. I have just taught myself to quit fucking freaking out and thinking I'm deprived. This is a problem. This is whatever, that douchebag stuff that we tell ourselves. What if you just tell yourself, this is what -4 feels like, and I will get to eat soon. This is what -3 feels like, and I will get to eat soon. Like, watch your brain when it wants to go to, this is a -3 or this is a -4. I'm probably going to overeat. If your brain jumps to, I'm going to overeat, tell yourself, I'm probably going to overeat is something that I've always thought that's just a thought. Leave it at that. Start teaching yourself to distinguish the difference between, like, I don't care if you have ate 40,000 hot dogs, like you're at the Nathan's hot dog eating contest, because you've gotten hungry in the past every single time. That doesn't make every single time in the future make it true that you're going to overeat every time. The reason why you overate each time is because you gave your brain a clear direction to overeat when it gets hungry. The more you taught your brain that when I get hungry, I overeat, then the second that you're eating, your brain's like, send up more hunger, send up more hunger, send up more thoughts, send up more relief, send up all this stuff. Because I want you to think about this. When you're really hungry, like when you're like a -3 or a -4, if you're thinking, I'm going to overeat, or like, this is going to be really hard, your body, remember, thoughts create a feeling. And every feeling has a chemical cocktail associated with the feeling. If your thought is anxiety and stress inducing, then it sends up a cocktail so that it can feel stressed and anxious and panicky before it eats. How many of you do really well eating in control when you're bringing to the table your stress, your anxiety, and your panic because of your thinking? Not many of you. And if you start eating when you're starting the meal with, I'm so worried I'm going to overeat. Oh my God, I'm like a -4. I always overeat when I'm a -4. If you start the meal that way, then you're going to be like, hey brain, I got a fuck ton of adrenaline and a fuck ton of cortisol for you. Let's eat. And then the second you eat, it's like, oh my God, she's got so much stress. She's got so much adrenaline, so much cortisol. We need all the dopamine. I don't need just a little dopamine. I need all the dopamine. And so that it will overflood you with relief and dopamine. And then you'll, when that happens, guys, that's why it feels like you just keep eating. So I want you to see, the reason why you overate is because you jacked yourself the fuck up before you ever even started. You have to pay attention to what you're thinking. And then as you notice those thoughts, you've got to add a qualifier at the end. And that's just a thought that's not true. That's just what I've done in the past. I'm unlearning that behavior. If you don't calm yourself down and go into the meal feeling measured, aware, like there's a lot of, like you can be anxious or you could go into the meal being apprehensive. That's a big level up from anxious and panic. You could go into it aware, willing, measured, studied, patient, determined, focused. You could go into that meal with a host of feelings other than jack the fuck up.